From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Protests continued throughout the Middle East Thursday night over the American decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Rosanna Philpott reports this followed a day of rage in the Gaza Strip.
Fury on the streets of the West Bank and Jerusalem as thousands of Palestinians protest U.S. President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Medics say scores of them were wounded by Israeli army fire. The leader of Islamist group Hamas has called on Palestinians to abandon peace efforts and launch an uprising against Israel.
The capital of the Jewish state of Israel.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says many nations will follow the U.S.'s lead. The U.N. Security Council will meet on Friday to discuss Trump's latest move.
Russia's military says its mission to oust the Islamic State group in Syria has been accomplished, and the country is completely liberated from the group. Russia's head of main operations says the IS defeat was made possible by unprecedented actions by Russia's Air Force and special forces in the country. Independent organizations, however, dispute the Russian claim that Syria has been completely liberated from IS. Australia has formally approved same-sex marriage. A bill legalizing the practice was overwhelmingly passed Thursday in Parliament's lower house of representatives. The measure changes the definition of marriage from the union of a man and woman to the union of two people. Thursday's vote in the House comes a week after the upper Senate passed the measure. The law will formally take effect next month. This is VOA News.